I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan is edging ever closer to becoming a failed state. A weak government, ethnic instability, civil war, and poverty all play a role. Set Free Ministries' Jeff Stamm adds,
whereas there used to be 10 states, now they've divided up into 28 states, and the boundaries are more along tribal geography rather than political geography.
Set Free wants to launch primary and secondary schools that are intertribal to try to promote peace and reconciliation through the educational process and the gospel.
One of the primary things that we would look at is the whole issue of forgiveness and dealing with bitterness that has gone on for generations and giving Satan significant ground and control over what's going on in South Sudan.
But they need teachers. Details are at missionnews.org. And there's a wave of change coming for the mission field. Mark Lucky of Every Child Ministries.
The national church and the organizations in these countries are saying to mission organizations in the West, we don't want you to do it for us. We want you to train us. We want you to do more with us and less for us.
For years, missiologists have been encouraging people to do just that. But ECM was ahead of the trend.
ECM has long been about training, but because now those who we are serving are asking us to partner with them, it makes it a lot easier.
ECM provides training in agriculture, teaching, ministry, and more. Would you pray for ECM as it makes further adjustments to best serve others? Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.